So we did devote a whole day to feminist theory and and then economics, and we had a day on economic school of thinking, and so we kind of squashed whatever we could push forward, also, if I may, it's a very, now knowing from the other side, it is a very exciting and interesting process to select people that will attend such a course, because we wanted people from academia, we wanted among economists, but people from academia, people from officials, activists, the young, the middle-aged, the ones that would certainly break all records in terms of publications. so we had a lovely bunch of colleagues with different expertises and different frameworks of analysis, and all working together. So. As intense as what you have here in Spanish, and a very moving, as it was the case for me, and I imagine it would be the case for you, a very moving experience. Did we answer?
Yeah. Questions? Thank you very much.
Makes me think that we should definitely have one thematic group that actually does oral history of our own own group, because the future, the younger people who will join us in the future, they need to be told these stories. Yes, the way that our GEMLAC sisters have worked, it has been just really incredible and incredibly inspiring and enjoyable and so on. And one thing that is wonderful about GEMLAC is that they have the greatest music, their best parties, and fun. So from now on, I propose, I don't know how we will do it. We have a lot of computers, but we need some computers which have, we need speakers, I think. So we will hope to somehow solve this problem. So that we can play some music in the room. We have a beautiful CD from Argentina. I would try to play that, but it wasn't loud enough. But so one of my proposals for a collective project is most people have their computers with them, and most people carry their music these days. So by the end of this course, this will be our sort of maybe music group or whatever, art spirit. I'm proposing that we collect everybody's sort of favorite songs. If you happen to have them with you, maybe we can, collect and make, the several volumes of CDs. The favorite songs that you have don't have to be necessarily from your own country. I mean, they don't have to be. If they are, that's nice. But maybe everybody can give us a couple of songs. And then, because that's one of the things I do, I actually sort of collect a lot of music myself from all over the world, and then make sort of mix CDs. This is one of the things I love to do. And I think this would be a special 15th anniversary GEM IWG CD. So how can we do this? Is there a technical... Yes, I am looking at you. Do we need technical assistance from the United Nations agencies? Madame Fall is here. Can that happen? Yes. 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 So everybody should give us like three songs or two songs, whatever their favorite songs are. But we should also know who was contributing what song, because we would like to know. You know, and where the song is from, and what the name and title of the song is, and then I'll do the ultimate mixture. Yes, I'm DJ.
Yes.
Person who is the guest giving the song and the name. musicians. Yeah. So, and then we'll see what, you know, what comes out of such a. Yes, I know. I am always thinking about business ideas. And we can copyright it. But so this has been wonderful. And again, Jem Lack, thank you so much. Our sisters from Jem Lack, they have really just been incredibly inspiring. And one of the things that they have been saying, that this is a lot of hard work. So it's not for the faint-hearted. If you are faint-hearted, you know, then, you know, this is not for you to be, you know, killing yourself, because you're going to be killing yourself, as we all know. It's a lot of work, but it's incredibly, incredibly, you know, rewarding, gratifying, meaningful work. And it's, in that sense, it is unalienated work. So, unalienated work. So, but I'm sure they are going to be here for a little while more, and they'll be happy to share, you know, whatever experiences. And Eva, yeah. So on the regional groups, there is already a group that has sort of organized this. But one of our members, Eva Zimny, she has had to leave. She just, you know, left today. So she's not going to be here, but she's. This group has already had some meetings, and this is the. Well, we might be changing the name of this group. It used to be called the GEM Transition, but maybe we'll call it GEM Europe Plus Center. But for short, we are calling it Transition, but it's not exactly this. And also GEM Africa has had a number of meetings and has actually started writing proposals in the past and so on and so forth. So there's been some groundwork that has been done by members of GEM Africa. Unfortunately, we don't have some of those colleagues here. Some of them are going to be coming back and joining us for the conference, like colleagues like Bola Akanji. But I should also say that there was a long discussion about holding a GEM course in French. GEM, and in that case, the pronunciation was GEM. GEM, this is the GEM. So when we say GEM, we are talking about the French-speaking group. So we had a lot of discussion about holding maybe two. J'aime, yes. Well, that, yeah. So there has been a discussion about doing this, also this program in French, because unfortunately we're doing it in English means that with a lot of people get excluded because of language. And there was also some discussion about doing it in Russian. Some of our members have translated some articles into Russian. Actually, some work has been translated also into Polish and Japanese and so on, so a number of languages. So if people want to think about doing also something, a course in French, there has been some discussion about that. And also one of the colleagues who we are missing very much is Hind Jalal from Morocco, and she was going to be here as an instructor, but she couldn't do it in the last minute, so she has also been very much a part of this discussion about GEM. So I just wanted to sort of make sure that we were all kind of familiar with that history. So there's been a lot of discussion on about GEM Africa and GEM. And there is a GEM MENA, Middle East, North Africa, but again, we're missing a number of the members from North Africa and Middle East at this time. But, and I just want to say, to also ask maybe Indra to say.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I will just say that it's working out. I'm not very much familiar with the details, but we have been communicating with each other, and it's likely to work out. We are trying to get funding, and I think within a month or so, we'll get more funding. And Yumiko is coming, so she'll bring news about the funding, etc. And we are planning to have it sometime within 6 months or so. That's the idea. Yeah. Demons, yeah. Sarji is going to be. Sarji will be there. Sarji. And Butch. Yes. And I think Rani also is there. You are. Okay, fine. So you can.
Depending on where we are in the Caribbean, we might actually have more in common with countries in the African continent. The Caribbean is not a homogeneous region, so instead of saying Africa and the African diaspora, then we're going to leave out all of the Chinese and the Indians who are also part of the Caribbean. So I had wanted to essentially just make a point that because the capacity in the Caribbean where gender and economics is right now is still very low, I think perhaps there would have to be a concerted effort to build that capacity so that at some point in the future we can have a gem Caribbean. For the time being, I would say that, I don't know, I know Mariama isn't based in the region. Well, she's based in Florida, which is Kingston. We call Florida Kingston 21 sometimes. Jamaica has Kingston, the capital, has 20 provinces. So we call Florida, anyway, whatever. So we've claimed the tail end of the USA sometimes. But what I wanted to really say was that I would be committed to act as some kind of a focal point to build that capacity, right? So that, say, in 3 years, or even 3 to 5 years, we can have a greater representation from the Caribbean region. And so I would put that is where I would stand. As it stands, I can count on one hand how many women in the Caribbean are economists.
Yes, I didn't mean to grab this.
I'm finished, though.
I'm just so excited.
I'm finished, so you can have it back.
I didn't mean to do that.
But there is some to draw on that I know of now in the University of the West Indies campus at Mona, as well as a few at the Cavill campus in Barbados.
Of course, Mariama, yes, and for, you know, for all the reasons that we all know, Latin America is always with Caribbean, is with Latin America, but even the language, there is even a language issue. Yes. So we need to sort of think about the language issue and all kinds of other issues and the characteristics of, small island economies very different from, Brazil. So these are very different things. Yeah. But in 2000, yes, we have to, and we are sort of working on it, but this is going very, very slowly. Was it in 2002 or 2003 or 2004? Was Jason Jackson, who was which cohort was he in? Okay, there was Marsha Cadell in 2004, and Jason Jackson was 2003. He was in the first cohort, and Marsha Cadell, and I am, and also, for example, from Guyana, for example, we had Mireille Brunings. So the sort of, I don't know how to also do this. It's a non-Spanish speaking people in. Let of them, we have Portuguese speakers, so the language problem is a little bit, makes it complicated, but also it's the characteristics of the economies that are so, you know, different from each other. So we have to think about this problem, but not problem, but this issue. But also the president, the new president of IFE now is Eudine. Yeah. But yes, she just became the president of IFE, ta-da, which is great. Yes, she's the new incoming. So she will be presiding when you are having your the IFE and the GEMLAC in Buenos Aires. She will be the she will be presiding, and of course, Eudine teaches at UWI. University of West Indies, and Jason Jackson is just actually teaching a course with, on, you know, trade and gender, and so, you know, we have, so we have the possibility.
Oh, okay, I just wanted to, I just wanted to say that, I mean, for us, UNIFEM, LAC means Latin America and the Caribbean. So I think it would be a good opportunity to kind of, because I think there was was it IAFI or a GEMLAC training, was it in Brazil that I participated, where there were several economists from the Caribbean. It was organized, I think, by UNIFEM and ECLAC. And there was some interpretation, and there were several, feminist economists that joined from the Caribbean that were part. Yeah. So.
At the beginning, we were GEMLAC, really, because Marsha was part of our group. But then in the way we somehow lost her because we focused so much on Spanish, the Spanish, yeah. And also what you also were saying about the reality of the Caribbean is not the same as the rest of Latin America. So